Northeast Wyoming's Sports Authority brings you local, state, and national sports coverage with Chris Brennell.
The inbound to Buell, a three from 24, missed everything, and the ball is out of bounds, and the game is over. The Basin Nation rejoices as the Thunder Basin Lady Bulls defeat the number four Rock Springs Tigers 71-64. With the win, Thunder Basin is 4-2 on the season. They finished their weekend 3-0, and they have defeated the second straight ranked opponent in as many days.
The Thunder Basin Lady Bull basketball team defeated Rock Springs on the road Saturday 61-54. With the win, Thunder Basin has won four straight games, and they have a 4-2 overall record. Friday, the Lady Bulls beat number 5 Evanston. Therefore, they picked up two straight wins over ranked opponents in as many days. The Bolt boys have begun its inaugural season 0-6. After losing to Rock Springs 87-57 on Saturday, Thunder Basin is 0-3 in games decided by single digits. The Thunder Basin Bolt wrestling team won five of its seven duels at the Pat Weed Memorial this past weekend. The Bolts beat Moorcroft 33-32 in a close one. Century 44-33. Scott's Bluff 60-24. Natrona 41-34. And Campbell County, their crosstown rival, 76-0. Thunder Basin fell to Rapid City Central 40-39 in another close one. And Sydney 43-27. As a team, the Bolts finished second overall at the Pat Weed Memorial. At the Casper pre-invite, the Thunder Basin Bolt boys swimming and diving team picked up four event victories. Thunder Basin won the 400-yard free relay. Gunnar Pulley took first in the 50-yard freestyle. Tyler Williams took first in the 1-meter diving. And Ty Conklin won first place in the boys' 200 IM. Thunder Basin will compete at Laramie on December 29th.